Alrighty, good morning, everyone. So this morning we got acceptance in front of us. We just finished last week, God's Word, our primary weapon. And, you know, one thing I'll say about God's Word as our primary weapon, as the more I thought about it, is it keep taking me back to Hebrews 4:12, where it says, the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And then I thought about that scripture in Matthew where Jesus tells them, that, you know, get the log or the beam of wood out of your own eye before you, you know, get the speck out of your brother's eye. And, you know, when we talk about God's Word, our primary weapon, it's against the chaos, you know, that surrounds us in this world, but it's also against the chaos of our own minds, you know. Like Patrick always saying, your head is a dangerous place. Don't go in there alone. And you know, that's what the Word of God is. It's that weapon, you know. And a sword. When you think of using a sword, especially in those times, it's a weapon, and it has a sheath, and it spends probably the great majority of the lifespan of that sword is spent in the sheath, right? And because you can't just go walking around with a bare blade everywhere and throwing it around and using it, but it's used for a very direct purpose. And but when it's taken out, it is a weapon that's got to be dealt with, and it's got to be used properly, and it has to be used in the hands of someone who's very well trained in its use. You can't just be a novice and go out there and think you're gonna be hot with your sword. Anyway, I just say that we got to always be allowing the Word of God to first penetrate our own hearts and our own souls, right down into the at our own intentions. Then we're able to go out and walk carefully in the world, this crazy world we're in. And that also is acceptance. It's not one time I'm done, I accepted God, I'm good. But we got to constantly be coming back to Him. And that's where His Word is. We accept His Word constantly, daily. We grow in the same as we go into this chapter of acceptance. It's constant. I have to constantly be coming back to Him. And accept His ways and His life. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that, you know, there's a day when I can look back and say, yeah, I was born again. I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, Lord, every day is a day of salvation. Every day is a day I've got to come back to You. I've got to constantly get reordered and reorganized and refocused to walk with You. We thank You for this morning. We thank You for the opportunity to be gathered together. Lord, as we come join together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. All right. Acceptance. Yeah, there are a lot of things I had to accept in my life, and becomes part of my testimony over the years now. And I'd say one of the main things is that I asked God for help. He sent me help. And then, in my own mind, I had to decide whether I liked it or not. Am I going to accept this help? And you know, that's what these chapters do. You know, there's just so many things that came out to me this morning. Just, you know, Patrick said at one point, he said, work the job God gave you. The list God gave you today, you know, and then I just wrote, if I'm doing the list God gave me today, is it possible I'm doing God's will? Or am I too busy with what the Lord has given me so I don't have time to do the things He has for me to do today? You know, you know, we don't have to look around at the perceived accept, you know, we perceive all sorts of things when we look at those around us. And rather, just fix our eyes on Jesus. It says, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him, what did He do? He endured the cross. though he despised the shame of it, he endured the cross so that we, through acceptance of him, can live a life that's worth living today. And we can run our companies honorably and forthrightly before him. Challenging? Absolutely. Inconvenient? Every moment. But worth it? Absolutely. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for that today is another day. Today, as it says there, as Paul wrote, today's the day of salvation. Today's the day to get on with you. Today's the day to not worry about yesterday, not get all caught up in tomorrow, but to take care of the moment and the minutes and the hours we have today. To choose to do that which you have for us. We thank you. We thank you. We can get back today after this time. We go back to work on what you have for us. We praise you for the opportunity to continue, the opportunity to see companies and families and saved. And Lord, that you are working on us. It's not about our companies. It's about each individual CEO here on the phone today. We praise you. Give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.